If it was your toilet, would you be happy? Part 4. They're made in all shapes and sizes. Come odour-free if you wish. Even designs to make them look like a piece of your furniture are out there now, readily available to even fit into a tight corner. I mean, were it a choice for you, would you use them is all that I ask. They come with and without covers, with and without access doors, with and without great height, with and without transparency. Actually, if you desire a particular kitty litter that is totally able to fit into your lifestyle, then I know there'll be someone out there who would be willing to make it for you. Again, I would ask though, is your design something you would use yourself if you were the cat? The other day I even saw one that after use you can push a button and little rakes come in and out, raking the mess to one side and out to a delivery room away from the kitty litter box. Now how convenient for the busy person who doesn't want to clean themselves. The only drawback I could see with one of those is if they get clogged, what happens then? Who would be called in to clean the rakes? The owner told me that you can get one that is automatically as well. That senses when the cat has finished his business and turns itself on automatically. I can just imagine what that would be like. Much like my first experience with an automatically flushing toilet at the airport once. I hadn't quite finished. Next thing, the water started gushing around and gurgling noises below me. Half scared the wits out of me. Imagine your poor cat who hasn't got a clue that people have such innovative ideas about things. Then I have seen the hooded enclosures. What a smell trap they are, for goodness sakes. Every time the poor cat uses it, I can just imagine comparing it to the roadside toilet that never gets cleaned. And I almost certainly have never seen a cat that smoked heavily to help remove the smell while he is using it himself. Again, I ask, would you use one of these hooded types yourself? And that's the end of part 4.